Good morning and welcome to chapel. My name is Nicole Groff and I'm a senior biology major. Today we're going to be reflecting on how we have seen God in our lives and especially in these few weeks. How we see God both in the big and in the small everyday moments of our lives. This chapel is an introduction to what will be an opportunity every week on Wednesday for us to share and reflect together on how God is at work in our lives. So to get the ball rolling, we're going to be seeing from four different students who will share with us how they have personally seen God this past week. Enjoy.
So, where have you seen God this week? A simple question, really. But when asked in community, can encourage growth and an increased focus on God. Every day when walking on campus, or talking to friends, or sitting in class, we have a choice. We have the opportunity to meet God. Sometimes school can pull us into our own world, making it easy to feel alone or isolated. Alone, we can easily forget that God is alive, God, active, and God, ready to meet us where we are. That's where the simple question becomes profound. Asking where we have seen God can become a spiritual practice that encourages others to open their eyes to where God is talking to them. By both listening to others and sharing our own experiences, we grow. Grow in our collective journey of walking humbly with God.
Where have you seen God?
Where have you seen God this week?
Where have you seen God?
I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, maker of heaven, creator of the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me, to come and give me love. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, maker of heaven, creator of the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me, to come and give me love. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me, to come and give me love.
I remember when the MCC worker, Mimi Johnson, asked me, where did I see God during summer? And I mentioned that God is in every corner of the cities. and God is everywhere. And I just want to share a story when I did my spring break trip last year. We went down to the street with a community outreach worker from Esperanza Clinic, and we went to this place. It was an abandoned railroad, and I met with Sebi. He was a drug addict, and he was from Puerto Rico, and he went down to United States to have better life. But unfortunately, he was involved in some kind of drugs. So for some reason, I didn't see Sebi as a failure or see him as a marginalized people, but I see him as a valuable individual, and I just see that he's very beautiful and he's wonderfully made by God. And I believe that is the starting point when I came up with the concept that God is everywhere. It's just the matter how we use our sensitivity and our senses, to use our eyes, our ears, to listen more about our surrounding and to see more about our surrounding.
You spread out the skies over empty space, set the nebula to a dark and formless world. Your life was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts, send the very light to a dark and hopeless world. Your son was born. Made the world and saw that it was good. He sent your only son, for you are good. What a wonderful maker, a wonderful savior. How majestic your whispers, how humble your love. With the strength like no other, and the heart of a father.
Mistake that no other, and
heart of a father. How majestic your whisper. What a wonderful gown.
I see God the most through my interactions with professors and my friends. When a professor takes time out of their hectic schedule to get together, talk to me, get to know me more, and just encourage me, I see God firsthandedly in those situations. I also see God when I'm talking to a friend and they just say something that I really needed to be reminded of at that time, or when I'm having a really intense conversation with a friend and words just come to me where I don't even know where they came from. Those are the times when I see God the most. And so many times I think we can get caught up in life and the busyness of our schedules and we forget to look for God throughout our week, but He's so much more present than we're even aware of.
Even on a walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. Even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are here. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm, through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. In every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious life beyond all compare. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me.
One of the greatest aspects of faith is that we all have the ability to see God differently. Our life experiences have shaped our views and the ways we choose to see God. So often, I pray to God asking Him to reveal Himself to me through some miraculous intervention, and usually that doesn't seem to work. So what I always forget is that God works in us and around us through the little things throughout our days. For instance, my family, my friends, my daily interactions here at school, and with my professors as well. Most people would choose to not acknowledge those moments as an act of God, but that is what makes faith unique. We have the ability to choose whether or not to glorify God in those moments. As a CA, I often become anxious about my hall, wanting relationships to build, wanting myself to have a good relationship with the guys in my hall, and it can be discouraging when I don't see it happen. And so the other night I had some time. Praying is something that's hard for me. I don't always do it, and so I decided I was going to pray for my hall. And just a couple minutes of prayer, I was just asking, you know, God, can relationships start to form more bonding? Like, why is this not happening as much? And the other night we had a hall activity, and it was incredible to see the guys' interactions with each other, the comfort that they felt with one another, and the bond that was shown. And I think so often I see the outward side of it and think the guys are not getting along, but in reality I think relationships are forming. And it was a opener for me. It was a sign of, like, for me, it was, the bonding was a sign of a prayer, that prayer can make a difference. And so I'm choosing to believe that God is working through the hall and that relationships can form.
This week, God has been teaching me that He loves me and that He wants to love me lavishly. Through my devotionals each morning, through reading scripture, through conversations with friends, and in many ways this week, God has just reminded me of how much He loves me, and He's shown me this in new ways this week. Recently, I've been struggling with guilt and have just been constantly reminded of my past, and I've not been able to get away from that, and so recently God's just told me that because Jesus died on the cross, I don't have to hold on to my guilt anymore. When Jesus did that, that took away my sins, and so God now can see me as blameless and as pure, and so I need to be willing to see myself that way as well. And so through the devotionals that I've done each morning, one day one of them just said that God loves me with an everlasting love, and this was a great reminder of how much God loves me, and it was amazing to see God working in my life and speaking directly to me in that. And another time, 1 Corinthians 13:8 came up, which talks about how God's love for us will never fail. And again, this is just a great reminder of God's love for me. And so through all of this, God's just been teaching me this week to let go of my guilt and to trust Him and to allow Him to love me.
So, where have you seen God? I've seen God in my friends, in the ability to have a house that's warm, in the music that's all around, in the small and big things, in the words on campus that I sometimes am too busy to see and notice, in the wonderful nature and scenery that God has blessed this campus with, in the making of food and music that goes along with that food and memories that go with that food, and the communion that happens when you sit around a table together and you share a laugh or two.
Or myself, any of the PAs or MAs. And they will get you in contact with Rose, and then you'll set up a time to do a video. So before we leave today, let's pray. God, we thank you that you are in our midst. We don't always see you, God, but we know you're there. Pray that you would open our eyes. We pray for this campus community, that we would be aware of you, and that we would worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go in peace.